So my name is Wanda Machado, and I'm a grade 6 French immersion teacher here at Trafalgar Middle School.
Can you tell me about why you decided to have this event? Why have a candidates question and answer period for students who aren't yet old enough to vote?
Well, that's an interesting question. And in fact, one of my students asked me the other day, why are we learning about this? Actually, in only a couple more elections, these guys are going to be voting. So I feel like it's important for them to start getting comfortable with it and understanding what is how the system works at the moment so they can feel empowered to make decisions and have impact in the future. And a democracy only can work if its citizens are informed. And so they need to start understanding how to become informed. What are the issues at hand? How do they vote? I've done this before, and so it's very interesting for the students also to see their votes count. Student vote is really great. You can see the results from not only your own school, but throughout wherever anybody voted, it's posted, and then you can compare like your elementary school to this school. You can compare the adults' vote and all the ridings, and that's very interesting because they're not always the same. And in fact, last provincial voting, there were very different results in the student vote than there was in the adult votes.
So. Mm-hmm. And what did you think about the questions and what the questions might say about the students?
They are thinking about these issues, and that's part of why it is actually important to start to engage them at this age, because they really can understand these issues and they do have opinions, and they are invested in their future. They want to see things happen in, you know, based on what happens in government. So they are asking real questions that they're concerned about.
What will your policy be on bicycles and skateboards, etc., in Nelson? How are you planning to encourage people to leave their cars and find alternative forms of transport?
Our question is, what is the most important change you want to make if you get elected?
If you get elected, what actions will you take regarding racism?
Our class's question is, what are you going to do about the Indigenous rights and the protests going on with the pressures of pipelines?
If you become MLA, would you do anything about the logging at Cottonwood Lake?
If you are elected, how will you help reduce the use of one-use plastic?
So we're going to start this question with Ms. Finley.
That's a great question. With my business, we've been doing that for a long time. We've been working really close with City Council and the Chamber of Commerce for businesses to reduce single-use plastic. We have paper straws. We were the first one in Nelson at the bars to be able to do that, and I was very proud of that. And we reduce, what we'll do is we'll just learn everything we can and try and push that forward again. Unfortunately, with a little bit of COVID, that didn't happen. So we're having to use a lot more plastics right now. So let's try and think of some new ways that we can, you know, use hand sanitizers without the plastic bottle that's wrapped around it. So those are some things that we can work together for sure, because single-use plastics are a complete waste for sure.
Thank you, Ms. Finley. And we'll have Mr. Thiessen reply to that question.
Thank you. Yes, this is a good one, because we believe the change will come from you. And the fact that you're asking that question shows that change is happening. We believe that the people need to make decisions from a consumer level up. You can use your financial power to change the world. If you do not purchase something, they can't survive. So if you are using your dollars to support non-single-use plastic straws, they'll go away. But it has to happen from the people level. It can't happen from a governmental level. Thank you.
All right, thanks, Mr. Thiessen. And Ms. Anderson, what do you think about that question?
Yeah, so unfortunately, I do disagree with Mr. Thiessen. I believe that it is absolutely imperative the government act. I'm really proud, and I was so excited to see that the BC NDP is committed to ending single-use plastics in British Columbia. And this is a huge step forward. You know, doing it community by community, that's not enough. I want to see this happen in British Columbia. I want to be the leaders in this, and I want to see this stretch across Canada. We know that this needs to happen. Right now, it's choking our oceans. It's hurting our wildlife. We need to end single-use plastics now, and the BC NDP is absolutely committed to doing that. which is wonderful.
Thank you, Ms. Anderson.
We just heard from some of the Nelson Creston candidates answering a question from Trafalgar Middle School students. That was Tanya Finley for the Liberal Party, Terry Thiessen for the Libertarians, and Brittany Anderson for the NDP. Green Party candidate Nicole Charlwood was unable to join the debate. Here's teacher Juana Machado, who organized and moderated the event. I know that we've spoken a little bit about what you hope the students will take away from this event, but what do you hope the candidates will get out of speaking to your students today?
The candidates hopefully would start to have some ideas of what kinds of issues are up front for youth, and to just remind themselves, oh yeah, I do need to consider the needs of youth, and they're important too. They have a voice, and to hear that.
What do you think the benefit of having the candidates speak directly to the students would be? So versus sending in their questions to be emailed back or having them do just research in the classroom?
The power of actually seeing a real person cannot be understated. And even just having, like, this was much different than having the forum where you actually saw the candidates in person. And I think that is even more powerful. However, this just brings the candidates as being real people, and so that the kids can really connect with them, and it doesn't feel sort of out there, that it's abstract. It brings it home.
So what's next for the students? Now that they've heard some responses from these candidates, what kind of discussion will you be having with them about this question and answer period?
Yeah, so we're going to have a chance to talk again about what issues came up and what kinds of impressions they had. We did talk a little bit, actually, just now in my class about, you know, did you notice anything? Did you start to decide who you want to vote for? In the upcoming week, some of the classes will continue to do research about the candidates and their platforms and looking into, you know, the political spectrum and that type of thing. And then on Thursday next week, we will be having a student vote here so that they will have a chance to cast their own ballot and experience voting. And so that's, I think, a really powerful thing for kids to be able to do before they actually do vote, because they're going to feel familiar and comfortable with it when it is time for them to vote, so that they can become part of the action of democracy.